Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Now another installment in our weekly feature from the Stoop Storytelling Series. Today on Veterans Day, Marine Corps veteran Rich Blake shares a story from the Iraq War and a moment that could have been his last.
I am extremely lucky to be alive. And though it was more than 7 years ago, it's something that I think about every day. I was a sergeant in the U.S. Marines. I was an infantryman. I was what they called an assaultman, which means I specialized in shoulder-fired rocket launchers and also demolitions. And in 2003, I was deployed to Kuwait and then on to Iraq. And it was my first combat deployment. And about a month after we crossed the border, we were on a convoy, an entire battalion convoy, which is 50, 60 vehicles. And we were on a road, and single file the vehicles were in this road. There were two buildings on the right-hand side, and to the left, there was a big open field. But separating us from that field was a canal, and it was about 20 feet wide. And I remember it had this rainbowish tint to it, as if there was oil or gasoline that had been spilled in there. We were patrolling outside of our vehicles, just walking along. And I remember I had a mouthful of chewing tobacco, and it was really hot, and I was taking pictures with my disposable camera. And we started taking small arms fire from the left side, from the field. And one thing about gunshots is that there's a very distinct difference in the sound between gunshots in general and then gunshots that are being fired at you. Regular gunshots, you just hear the bang from the rifle, but when they're coming at you, you hear the whizzing sound as they pass you. I had heard these sounds before, but I had never heard them this loud, so I was able to assume that they were fairly close to me. And now the Marines ahead of me, they were lucky enough to have a small mound of dirt to get behind. We call them berms in the Marine Corps. They get down behind this berm, and I didn't feel like I had enough time to get up there and get behind this berm with them. I felt like I needed to get down right away. So I got down on the ground as low as I could, but I really had nothing to hide behind. And these sounds were getting louder and louder. A young Marine to my right yelled at me. He said, "Sergeant, they're getting very close to your head." And he was watching the impacts on the ground. And as he said that, I looked at him, and a bullet hit the ground 5-6 inches in front of my face, and it kicked dirt into my eye and into my mouth. I closed my eyes, and I was digging my helmet as far down into the ground as I could, trying to get low. And I remember I teared up and kind of conceded at that moment that I probably wasn't going to make it. And then all of a sudden, something clicked, and I was like, I got to move. I had this bag that had three rockets in it, and these rockets weigh 15 pounds apiece. So what I did was I jumped up, I held the bag in front of my face to run to the berm, hoping that if I got hit that the rockets would stop the bullet from reaching me. While this was going on, the platoon had moved over a small bridge over the canal, and they got behind another hill, and they were firing into this field. And so I run over there, and I get down, and I remember I dove onto the ground, and next to me was Sergeant Cologne, who was my roommate back stateside, and he was one of my best friends, and he was a machine gunner. We're sitting there, and we're completely covered because of the hill. We couldn't have been shot. And all of a sudden, bullets start hitting the hill that we're on, so it must be coming from behind us. Behind us was the road. That's where all of the Marines were, so we couldn't figure it out. And so we backed up a little bit and got down in the embankment where the canal was. He was sitting about 2 feet to my right, and bullets were hitting the ground between us and on both sides of us. He was one of the toughest guys that I knew, and I remember him screaming at the top of his lungs. So when I seen like fear in his eyes, I was really scared. Some Marines down to our right had located the people that were shooting at us. It was three or five guys that were in a drainage pipe below the road. So our troops were right above them. And so when we started returning fire into this drainage pipe, the Marines on the road thought that they were being shot at, and they couldn't see us, and they didn't know we were down there, so they started returning fire on us. So at this point, we're taking fire from the field, from this drainage pipe, and then from our own troops. There was definitely a moment when I looked at him. I think I told him that I loved him, and I didn't think I was going to make it. What would have normally happened is we would have peppered that whole field with artillery and with Hellfire missiles from Cobra helicopters, but there was another fight on the other side of the road, and they had the priority on those things, so we were kind of on our own. Coming out of the field, I see they were carrying Corporal Silva out. He was dead, and a couple other buddies of mine had got shot up pretty bad, and they were carrying them out. We finally got access to the artillery and to the helicopters, so we backed up and peppered this whole field with artillery. I remember everyone, screaming. Everyone was holding their helmets up and cheering because we had made it. A couple of weeks later, I found a diary. It was an Iraqi soldier's diary. And I kept it, and I started keeping my diary on the other side of it. The first entry that I wrote was about the story that I just told you. I wanted to share an excerpt from the diary entry. And it says, I think about my ex-girlfriends a lot. I really don't want to die here and never find out what it's like to fall in love. I think about sex a lot, too, because it's been so long. But mostly I think about food and water, because it's been scarce. As I write this, a sniper keeps shooting at me, but I don't even duck anymore. What for? I really think I'm going crazy. Thank you.
That was a 2010 Stoop story from Marine and Iraq War veteran Rich Blake. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop shows and the Stoop podcast all at stoopstorytelling.com. We have a link at our page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Glad you've been listening to On the Record. Hope it's a great weekend.